quite difficult to distinguish sometimes, but the personalities shine through, Wendy, so that's how we know who's who.
So they don't kind of pull your leg, do they, by pretending that they're the other one, that kind of thing?
They haven't tried that yet, but that could be a possibility in the next year.
Have you ever had a class before with three sets of twins?
We've never had twins before in the school. This is a real shock to us all because there's three sets in one class. And would you believe in September there's another set joining the class? So
we'll
have four sets of twins in the one class.
Now that must be first, mustn't it? That really must be first. Is it something in the water?
I don't know what it is, but it's a very unusual. What are the odds?
And what about, you know, there are all these interesting studies of twins, aren't there, about, you know, how similar or different they are and so on. What about the twins that you've got? Are they all very much separate little characters, or can you see different traits that they perhaps share?
Very much so. I mean, already, even though the children are very alike, it's their personalities really that distinguish them. You know, we can see, you know, stronger or quieter personalities, and we group the children obviously in separate groups. I don't think I'd like to have them all in one group. And so they get a chance to sort of shine and develop in their own wee way, you know, which is great. And no, they're all fantastic different personalities, and you can tell literally. At first I thought, whoa, how am I going to tell the difference? But literally within a day or two, you just know because of, you know, the way they talk to you and the way they approach you and so on. So you can really tell by the different personalities.
Well, that's great, isn't it? I mean, what about the way that they continue then? Because there are some schools, I think, where they have almost a policy of making sure that twins are in different classes.
Yeah,
there are others where they like to keep them together.
Yes, well, I mean, we're a small school, obviously, so, you know, we can't really separate the classes. I do agree with separating them into different groups to let each child, you know, if there's maybe a quieter twin, the other twin might dominate. So if you set them into separate groups, it gives each child a chance to blossom and flourish, you know. So that's the way we'd work it, obviously, in a smaller school like we have here.
And you have a uniform, haven't you? So it's not a matter of the twins coming to school dressed identically. They do anyway, because everybody does.
Yes, they do, which makes it a little bit more difficult sometimes. But yes, they do. As I say, there's little distinguishing features as well. But it really is, it's the personality that shines through more than anything, and you can really distinguish. And, you know, they all develop at different rates. So, you know, it won't be too difficult for us, hopefully. But they're great children. They're all adapting really well to school already, so that's lovely.
How do the other children regard them? Because if you're not a twin, looking at children who are twins is quite different.
I mean, again, the other children have adapted very well also. You know, they notice just the different personalities. They know exactly who's... They actually noticed before I did who's who. You know, I was mixing the names up at the beginning. The other children were fantastic, and they just immediately seemed to know. So it doesn't... They see them each as different people in the class. You know, they just don't see them as twins at all. And we don't refer to them as twins. We just refer to them as, you know, by their own names.
And this